Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, this is Chris Stainis. I'm the host of Voices of Woman on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we'll be talking about Qigong, stories of hope, and hear some astrological visions for 2011. So here we are on the last day of 2010, so it's a good time to reflect on how we did this year. Do you even remember what your visions were for 2010? So how did your year turn out? Was it as you had hoped? Did you accomplish what you set out to do? Did you have any surprises? The life can throw those unexpected events, and we may not know why, but they're usually there for a reason. So for me, it wasn't in my plans to be a radio show host. I was going to write my second book, which is my plan for 2011 now. But when I took the summer off to paint my living room, this opportunity came, and I knew I had to step into some new shoes. So it's a good time to review and reflect on 2010 before you bring in your hope and dreams for 2011. If you're looking for something to spark new ideas for your next steps, I invite you to join us in Seattle this coming February 17th to the 21st for our 19th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Our theme is Woman Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. And we have special guest Susan Weed, who's an herbalist, medical intuitive Carolyn Sutherland, the firewalker teacher Peggy Dillon, Yvonne Oswald, an expert on the power of your words, and also Marsha Weeder, America's Dream Coach. You can go to www.womenofwisdom.org to read about all the events. So my first guest today is Karen Fletcher. Karen is a cultural anthropologist who speaks Mandarin Chinese. She began her journey in Chinese healing in 1995 with the study of Tai Chi, Qigong, and Buddhist meditation. She completed a postgraduate training with Zi Qigong Grandmaster Zhu Mingtong at Shaolin Monastery in China and traveled with him worldwide as his apprentice. Karen is dedicated to bring Qigong to people of all ages and cultures, and she is now an apprentice of Dr. Shao, one of China's 85 top-level certified Chinese medicine doctors. Karen is an international dancer, a certified instructor in conscious language, a trained facilitator of bio-optic holography. She is also the innovator of Qi Dancing and founder of our Dancing Village, Family Dance Jam. As an integrationalist, Karen brings depth, breadth, wisdom, and always an element of fun to her teachings and healing work. She's going to be presenting a workshop on Qigong and exuberance on Sunday, February 19th at our conference. And you can view her website at www.qidancing.com. Hello, Karen. Welcome to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris.
So, Qigong and exuberance. Qigong for you is joy. And I know how much you are just an exuberant person. And to you, I know that Qigong work is about tapping into our vital energy. So how does Qigong work to allow us to do this?
On many levels. And for those of you who don't know what Qigong is, I'll give a brief explanation. Qi in English is translated as vital life force, as energy that's within and around us. And gong means to cultivate. So Qigong together is to cultivate our energy and the energy around us. And Qigong leading to exuberance, there's thousands of forms of Qigong. Most people have heard of Tai Chi, which is part of the martial arts space of Qigong. And other forms of Qigong are form-based, used for promoting well-being and good health, and also the cultivation of wisdom, relaxation, and deep tranquility. Exuberance, that part, comes from the roots of Qigong. The lineage that I study with is my home lineage, ZY Qigong, has roots in Taoism, Shamanism, and Buddhism. And part of the Qigong roots are observing our natural world, observing the energy, the rhythm flow, and the power of our natural world, of the mountains, of our rivers, and of animals. Many forms tap into animals. And for example, one of my favorite exercises is shaking Qigong. And this can be observed in bears or wolves, animals that get, sometimes they get into a riff with one another and then they shake it off. They shake off energy that's stagnant and that they don't need, and it's also a wake-up and wakes up our energy system, and it helps our own physical energy move in a more balanced and vital way. Also, the exuberance in, and I do a lot of backpacking and outdoor training in the wild, and even observing animals. Sometimes, for example, the elk that we have in Washington, one of my teachers observed elk that were interlocking their horns, and they were dancing around, and then instead of, he saw it as play. He's done a lot of training with these animals, and seeing them playing, and they generated this enormous energy through what they were doing, and when they broke free with their horns, one of the elk spun around and actually picked up a tree, uprooted it, and spun it around and had it land. And then there were some foxes nearby that came, and watching that, they actually went to the same place these elk were and were, in a sense, dancing around and feeling this energy that they had just generated. And so Qigong, for me, the exuberance part really comes in bringing my practice back into our natural world. I do a lot of practice outside and teach a class called Qigong with Trees, using stones and staffs and ropes with trees. And I practice outside every day, sun, rain, or shine, and snow even. And it's this reconnection with our natural world that really brings this exuberance. Exuberance isn't something I can hold. It's a flow, just like qi. And so the fun and playful element and coming back into our natural world, for me, is what has brought that exuberance into my Qigong practice, which is a very grounding and fulfilling and whole practice that has not only strengthened my health and well-being, and also grounding and expanding my own wisdom.
Well, I'm glad to hear you connect that with nature, because I know you've been doing a lot of backpacking, and I just thought that was something you love to do. So to hear how it's connected to for you with your work with Qigong and your energy work. And I love the story about the elk and the fox. We learn so much from our animal world. You know, who knew they shook? And I know a lot of people have resistance to that shaking, you know, because I hear from people at Woman of Wisdom, like, oh, I hate the shaking part, you know. And it's kind of like, well, what's happening? Is it bringing up feelings that they're sort of resisting doing that? What do you think is going on?
Well, it's different. It does bring up feelings. And one of the, sometimes in our lifestyle that we've generated, it's a very sedentary lifestyle. And it's easy in a sedentary lifestyle to develop numbness and blind spots. And in shaking, it starts to waken us up at our core. It starts in our physical body. But in Qigong, we work on three levels. We work on the physical level, energetic, and informational. And so the shaking is also working on all three levels. And as our body starts waking up, it is a wake-up. Our organs, it starts our energy moving in ways that it may have been stagnant. And this can bring up feelings. It can bring up if something wants to move that maybe I don't want to look at, yes, it can definitely bring up feelings of resistance. And it's also different. You don't see a lot of people shaking. So sometimes people feel self-conscious. And
yes.
What I found is I'm a shaker. I shake every day and a lot of the time. And I've known even at parties to start shaking. I often talk about Qigong since it's one of my passions. And it's often a magnet as well, because people are like, oh, what are you doing? And then they come over and I just tell them and they start shaking as well. And as more people, what I found is sometimes there is that initial discomfort for the reasons I mentioned. And as people do it more, and especially if we're doing it in a group, the testimonials that I have heard from shaking are phenomenal. And it's, again, not to underestimate the simplicity of Qigong and the power that that simplicity brings. It goes along with a quote that truth is simple, falsity ever complex. And Qigong is simple and very, very powerful.
Yes, and I know you've been talking to me about, you know, I should wake up every morning and shake. When I broke my foot, I should be shaking my foot and all that. And it's hard to get into that habit, but I know it'd be good. It does make you more alive. I mean, it's going to wake up your senses too. So, and you also do she dancing, and that's a, tell us, we have just about a half a minute, but tell us about she dancing.
Yes, qi dancing is a combination of qigong and ecstatic dance. I also view it as a way of life, and when I teach it, it's using qigong to open up our energy meridians in our body to get our energy flowing in a balanced and exuberant way. And then the dancing is such a way of a joyful expression, and for our sedentary society that is very, in Western society, very mind-based, dancing brings us back into our heart, into our joy. And Qigong is grounding that and helps
it.
Yeah,
that's
expand.
Great. I love that. And I'm glad you're doing that work and bringing those two things together. So, Karen, thank you for sharing your joy and exuberance with us today. I hope it rubs
you're
off
welcome.
On all of us so we have a wonderful New Year's Day. So you're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll be talking to Rosemary Schramm about the Tree of Hope. Stay tuned.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word.
Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. I have Rosemary Schramm with us now. And Rosemary is a soul author, poet, artist, trainer, and educator. She combined her education degree from the University of Michigan with her lifelong passion for art and became a certified expressive arts practitioner in 2006. Over the past 11 years, she has given workshops and presentations for school systems and educators across the country. Currently, she organizes and facilitates a monthly self-publishing group and a monthly expressive arts group that encourages members to use art, creative and artistic expression in art and writing. In her spare time, she makes and sells gratitude beads and gratitude journals representing her company, Gratitude Heart. She also will be giving a workshop at Woman of Wisdom called Create Your House of Perception, and that will be Saturday, February 19th. So in that workshop, I love the title, Create Your House of Perception, and we were really drawn to have this work at the conference. She's going to have us cleaning out our rooms, our current house of perception, and bring in the new, creating a new that's going to replace what hasn't worked for us in the past and discover positive images to help us build a more stable foundation for the future. So that's a great way to start 2011. So welcome, Rosemary.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me. And I'm excited to have the workshop in February.
Yes, we're glad to have you. So for you, stories of hope are important. You talk about stories of hope, and they help us reconnect with ourselves and others. And you're also an artist. So how do these two things, stories and art, come together for you?
Well, I have to tell you that I totally agree with Karen Fletcher when she's talking about reconnecting with our natural world, and I feel that that's a part of what I do also. But that hope can ignite those fires within us to reconnect us with ourselves and others too. And that in these troubled times, a lot of people are lacking in hope. They kind of give into the fear and miss the hope, where if you just catch that hope, you would be not fearful at all, because you would know that everything was working. Everything is working, that life is working for you and not against you.
Well, and there's so many horrific stories out there. You know, you watch the news and you can really get pulled down by that. So where do you go to find stories of hope?
I think you go to people, just people, ordinary people that you know, people that have had something happen to them. And that's where I find them. I've had a number of things happen to me, and right now it's a very down market as far as selling houses. And I had a friend here in Dallas who sold her house the first day it was on the market for $8,000 more than what she paid for it, or what she had asked for it, because there was a bidding war. So it's there's a lot more to it, but that's a remarkable story. So when people are down and they're saying houses aren't selling, I tell them that story. It's a real life story.
Yes, it shows the possibilities, you know, really the potential, because we can create that for ourselves.
Exactly, exactly. And if we have that in our mind, we will create that. And so if you believe that people are basically good and that things can turn around in an instant like I do, then things will happen for you. And this works in with my expressive arts courses and training that I've had. And so we work with those inner things that we have so unconsciously held on to over the years, and we start changing some of those things so that we won't pick up the fear and the doubts, that we will move into the hope and the joy.
So how do you lead people in that? I notice you call yourself a soul artist. So how do you guide people to find that in them?
Well, in our meetings that we have a project that we're working on, but there's really something deeper about it. And it's always about the process and not the product. They will end up with a product, just like we will in February. We'll end up with a product, but it's about the process to get there. And everyone has their own individual process. And the wonderful thing about doing this in a group is that people see what other people are doing, and that ignites the creativity within them. And it doesn't matter what topic we have, it's always amazing to me that the exact people show up. And we might not even be talking about divorce, but all of a sudden the people there will be talking about divorce, and there'll be two or three people in the group that have gone through that, or a parent dying, or anything like that that's life-changing for you. So if you trust in the universe brings to you exactly what you need, and this is one way to express it through art and through writing.
So what about those who have blocks? You talked about being in a group and being ignited and having sparks of creativity come because you watch what other people do. Do you ever find people that kind of go, oh, I can't do that, and don't feel it in themselves, like they feel like they'd be, if they followed that, they'd be copying them, or they want something original, or, you know, that block of the artists, especially people who aren't artists.
Exactly. I do have those people sometimes. And, you know, I think it's all in acceptance, and it's all in being able to just say to them, it doesn't matter what you do, it's okay with me. I had one lady in a touch drawing workshop that I was giving that had never done art since third grade in elementary school. And she did it that day, and she came up to me afterwards and said, thank you so much. I never would have tried this before. But it's just that openness and the ability to tell people it's all right. And when people ask me, now, what do you want me to do? And I'll say, what do you want to do? I'll give them an option. I'll give them an outline, things that they can do. But if they want to do it another way, that's perfectly fine with me. And I'm really happy when they do, because it shows that there are many ways to do things. And usually no exact one right way.
Well, and art doesn't have to be perfect. I think sometimes that's what blocks us. I know for myself, I can tap into that inner place of where I can get creative, and is through meditating. And so sometimes I do that in my workshop and lead people in meditation, or when I want to do an art project myself, go into meditation so I can tap into that creative force in me. I can't always execute it. You know, I mean, we all have different skill levels, but it doesn't really matter. It's just that great feeling of having created something.
Exactly, exactly. And people love that. And you're right. It doesn't matter what they come up with in this particular thing. Now, if you want to be an artist and you go take art classes, that's something else. But you can do a lot just with your own inner talents and bringing those out in whatever way you can bring them out. And that can have profound influence on your life. And for that, I always give gratitude. So that's where my gratitude beads and gratitude journals came out of, just that sense of wonder and gratitude about life and about things that happen in life, and that there is no mistake. People say, I made a mistake. You didn't make a mistake. You just made a choice. You can make another one. And we learn something from everything that happens. So why say it's a mistake? It was just a step in our learning. And so I love to share the gratitude beads and gratitude journals with people to let them know that if you express gratitude in your life, you are going to draw that to you, and you're going to draw love to you, because gratitude, you cannot have gratitude with a closed heart. It opens your heart. If you think about it, try to think about grateful for something. You can't do it. You can't be grateful for something if your heart's closed. So it's a wonderful exercise.
And that's a great thing to bring up at the end of the year here. We're going into 2011, and to be grateful for the lessons that we've learned this past year, and to not kick ourselves for doing something wrong. You know, so we can use this in many parts, aspects of our life. I know that in myself, in doing art and having that whole process, what comes up, it's surprising what comes up. It's because so much can come up unconsciously. Just by allowing yourself to kind of have to get yourself out of the way and just let yourself express, some very interesting things can come out that you weren't aware of.
Very, very true. And that's what is often surprising to the person and to everyone else. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful because there's that aha moment that we all love to have that just comes. And we see, oh, my goodness, this is what's been happening all along. And if you just make a few adjustments, things can be very different. So that's why I think hope is so important. And I like to think that we're actually a tree, and we're rooted to the ground. But hope is within us, and hope is a key to allowing us to get to that inner perfection. if we look for it. If every one of your listeners would go out and just look with new eyes today, you will see hope all around you, and you will find it in the person at the grocery store or the person down the street or the man walking his dog. I mean, you'll find it everywhere. You just have to look for it.
That's true. And it's kind of like, you know, do you look at life through, is your glass half full or half empty? And it's a matter of, you know, looking for the positive, looking for things that you want to draw to yourself. You know, put that intention out there. What are you looking for? Are you looking, like tonight for New Year's Eve, do you want to connect with people? Do you want to just party and drink? Or do you want to have a good conversation with someone? Put that out there. Put that call out there for, you know, what you want to draw in your life.
That's right. And another little exercise that I like to do is when I go into a building, I go in the elevator, if there's someone in there, I speak to that person. I don't know anything about them, but I say something because you never know what you're going to say to someone and what kind of ripple effects it has. It's like the movie Wonderful Life. You know, you have that moment, and why not share it with somebody?
That's a great, it's a great example of what to do to call in the unexpected to yourself. Well, Rosemary is going to give to the first caller a unique handcrafted gratitude bead and handmade gratitude journal. So the first person to call in. And I'm sorry, I forgot to write down the phone number, but I know many of you know the station WBLQ's phone number. Thank you for joining us today, Rosemary.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. I look forward to seeing you in February and all your listeners. Come on out.
Thank you. So I'm Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we're going to talk with Heather Roan Robbins about astrology.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Reed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. I just want to give you that 800 number for anyone who wants to get the gratitude beads and gratitude journal. Call 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And now I have Heather Roan Robbins with me. Heather is a ceremonialist, spiritual counselor, and astrologer for more than 30 years. She practices in New York City, New Mexico, and now St. Paul, Minnesota. She writes Star Codes, a weekly astrological column by day, not by sign, for the Santa Fe New Mexican, WeMoon.ws, NewAgeJournal.com, and InfiniteQuest.com, and writes the yearly overview to WeMoon Calendar, and has a weekly radio blog, Dash Access Astrology, every Monday night. Heather grew up around scientists and built her first zodiac calendar at 12 years old. She worked as a staff astrologer for a group of family therapists in New England in the 1980s. In New Mexico, she was voted the best astrologer in Santa Fe, a town that is riddled with astrologers. Following some dream omens, she moved to New York City 2 weeks before 9/11, which was a transformative experience. It sent her to the new Seminary for Interfaith Studies for more tools. In 2007, Heather and her partner moved to the Turtle Mountain Reservation in North Dakota to teach at a tribal college for 3 years and recently moved to the Twin Cities of Minnesota. Heather will be given a workshop on Sunday, February 20th, called The Anima in the Stars. Welcome, Heather.
Hi, welcome. It's wonderful to be here and be on the radio at this turning of the year.
Yes, I thought it was a great time for you to be here. So I experienced your work this summer, and I really liked your approach to astrology. So how are you different than other astrologers?
I think I've been doing it so long, and it's so deeply in my system. It's not something cerebral. We astrologers can get so lost in the words and the terms and the symbols, but because I write this weekly column that is for non-astrologers, it's from the gut, and it's hopefully to help them, star codes, help them navigate their week. I stay very in tune with how astrology is manifesting in the ordinary everyday world, as well as the metaphysical world and the political world. And so I think it's the visceralness of astrology that my approach and the other astrologers that work like this have that is different. You know, when I teach astrology, I teach it through the body. I teach it through the experiences they have, through traditional mythologies. We walk through, we act out in astrodrama the phases of the moon and let them feel it in their bodies. We use a Sufi meditation of the walk of the planets to really feel the planets and the archetypal energies that the planets carry. And I'm very choice-oriented in my astrology. I don't believe in the predictive quality of astrology. Astrology tells us what we can, what are the energies here, and the more we know those energies, the more free will we have to work with them rather than to be trapped by them. So I think the choice-oriented approach and the visceral quality is what makes my work different.
Oh, that sounds great, and I know I really resonated with your work. And we walked those the different phases of the moon, and that was very interesting. So I like that because it is our using our bodies, then we can really get a sense that visceral that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And the more see it in our bodies, the more we can see the patterns around us. And I see astrology as a language that connects our everyday life and our spiritual life and our political life, that our metaphysics and our politics and our relationships are all working together on similar patterns. They're just manifesting in different ways. And they are connected. And I think the astrological language describes that connection.
Yeah, I like the fact you bring up the idea of choice, because sometimes, we might get a reading and it could scare people going, oh my God, that's going to happen to me, or I got to do that. I don't want to do that. And it's kind of like studying the possibilities.
Oh, absolutely. I specialize in bad reading rehab, we call it, for people who've been through really bad readings and feel trapped. Because it's often a very limited view of the aspects. Now, we all head into, there are sometimes events in our life that we can't get around. An astrologer can say, okay, here are some tough aspects coming up, but this is what you can do to make them have purpose. You know, we can't always avoid everything, but we can look for the purpose underneath the pattern, and that gives it, I think it's the meaninglessness of our experience that can leave us so devastated. But if we feel the purpose underneath it, and we feel the goal that where is it taking us, how can we evolve with that experience, it begins to have purpose, and that gives meaning to our life and helps us make our choices while we're going through the process.
Well, that's great, because it's, you know, it's partly, I think some people don't know how do you use astrology? You know, how can you really make use of this tool? And you're kind of a guide, I would call. An astrologer could be a good guide to maybe point you in the right direction or have you look at things that are perhaps showing up in the chart, which to me is a foreign language.
It's navigational maps. And it's like any navigational map. You have to learn how to read the map or you can talk to your navigator. But you have to decide where you want to go on that map. And an astrologer can hear what it is that you're working towards, and they can look at the aspects to help you work with these times to find the easiest way to get there from here, or where their possibilities are that you hadn't looked for. Now, we can work with your individual chart to talk to you about, because an astrological chart doesn't talk about what makes you interesting to other people. It's more how you are constructed. Why did you come here? What is your special skill? What are things that really bore the hell out of you? You know, what's unique about you? And then we look at how your chart is changing over time and what tunes are being played on your chart, you know, as if your chart is your original musical instrument, and what tunes are being played on it by the aspects of the moment. And we have your chart here if you want to, as an example, if you'd like to take a look at it. Chris?
Oh, sure, yes.
You were born with, with just right after sunrise. So you have a series of planets in the 12th house, the place that has just come up, the most private part of the chart. So although your planets, your sun in Libra and your moon in Aquarius, are very air sign, very good at understanding the collective, and there's so much in your chart which is a balance between a deeply introspective life and a very a deep sense of responsibility to the larger community. They go back and forth, and those two, finding a balance between your deeply introspective personal life and your commitment to your community, looks like the seesaw, the balancing act of your life.
Oh, well, you nailed it on the head there.
Yeah, and that you have a very generous soul and a real need for privacy. So there's the balance between the two. And that learning to set healthy boundaries was something that you learned over time, wasn't something you came in knowing how to do. It looks like you might be slightly either hypoglycemic or sugar sensitive, and that the more evenly that you eat, we have the planet Jupiter and Neptune conjunct in your chart, which makes you quite intuitive, quite perceptive, but can also make it so that you kind of soak up too much environment too easily sometimes, and really need your moment of privacy to kind of clear other people's energies out, and suggest that when you eat more evenly in your food, your whole system is more even keeled.
Yes, well, I'm glad to be getting out of the holidays soon because there's so much sugar around.
and I was interesting doing the chart for Women of Wisdom. Also, you gave me the birth information for the founding of it because an organization has a birth chart. And it's really interesting. I've done a lot of personnel work and done the chart of businesses or organizations and see what's going on with them and how they can come to balance more. But you see, Women of Wisdom was born February 3rd, 1998, we think, at 11 a.m. in Olympia. We're pretty sure that's the time. And the moon of the organization, which is the home life or the basic nature in Taurus, sits in your house of partnership. So in so many ways, this organization of yours, the Women of Wisdom, has acted as a partner to you. And the two of you are in cohorts together to make good changes in the world, which is a really nice balance. that Women of Wisdom was born with the Sun and Uranus. Uranus is the planet we think of as change, revolution, excitement, conjunct. So it is an exciting chart. It is, it's a non-linear chart. Things don't happen in ordinary linear ways within the organization. It's very intuitive, very alive, and very dynamic. Mars in Pisces has made it very sensitive, but sometimes not always so good at getting the word out or getting the will out there. Once it feels like once the publicity is moving, it's very good at bringing our attention to the subjects of its concern. Venus in Capricorn with square Saturn. You see, women leave its a separating aspect between Venus and Saturn in the natal chart. Suggest a real a growth for women and a leaving behind the restraints, a sense of freedom in the organization, which is really lovely to see.
Yes, it is. Thank you for that. And that does describe us. And maybe we can get into that more, talk to you more about that when you come to Seattle. So I want to give Heather's contact information. Her website is www.roanrobins.com. So this is Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, Heather will give a reading.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm here with Heather Roan Robins. So we've been talking about astrology. I just got a reading myself and one for a Woman Wisdom Organization. And I want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned that you don't write about sun signs, mm-hmm. Heather. You write about astrological
weather
of the time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Instead of focus, because we are so much more than our sun sign. If we're born rocks,
sunrise or within an hour of sunrise and our rising sun and our sun sign are the same, then the astrological columns about our sun signs may make more sense. But in general, I don't think it's all that helpful because there's not that much information that we can get out by just knowing the sun sign for the person. But every day we're walking through a weather system. We're walking every day the sign the moon is in affects our moods. For the last 2 days, the moon has been in Scorpio and has taken us sort of in a deeply introspective time. The moon heads into Sagittarius right after dinner tonight, and the energy picks up and turns party-like by midnight. So whoever we are, we're feeling that. The person who wants to be introspective may have loved these last few days. The person who doesn't want to be introspective and wants to get work done may have minded this terribly. Mercury has been retrograde, which means it looks like it's going backwards in relationship to the Earth for the last 3 weeks. Wonderful for review, great for going back into the past, very tough for traveling in general for many people. And we see that the travel for over this holiday has been pretty outrageous. Yesterday, Mercury turned direct, and as it turned direct, there was a 100-car pileup in North Dakota. Now Mercury is slowly beginning to pick up speed and move forward in relationship to the Earth. Of course, Mercury never actually changes direction, but it looks like it from Earth. And the symbol suggests that our ability to communicate and understand will be picking up speed throughout the week. So, however, I describe it like if we hear that it's about to rain, the farmer who wants water for his crops is happy. The person planning a picnic is not, but we all have to deal with the rain. And if we know it's raining, it helps. And that's how I see the astrological weather. We're all affected by the big patterns in the stars and how we choose to work with it and where it hits in our particular chart is more individual. So I focus on what's the astrological weather of the conditions around us so that we can work with the times the best we can.
That's great. I know we pay attention to the Mercury retrograde. It mm-hmm. affects communication and, you know, when look at it, when we're going to mail out our conference brochures and things like that. I mean, we don't go into a lot of depth, but it seems like it's one thing that people are very aware of. So what are the major cycles?
Well, each of the planets moves at a different speed, so every time in history is unique. Now, here's an interesting, the one that I'm seeing coming up this year is part of a major astrological pattern, which is an era-changing cycle, where the planet, where Pluto moved from Sagittarius into Capricorn, into a cardinal or active sign. Pluto, Saturn, which we think of as structure and solidness, and anything you know about the Greek myths around the planets tells you a lot about the planets. So Saturn, which was, Father Time and bones and restrictions and focus and maturity, Saturn was opposed to planet Uranus. The planet Uranus deals with change. It's the only planet in our solar system that spins sideways and backwards. From the rest of the other planets very quickly, and it has a very unusual electrical orbit. We named it after the primordial god of chaos long before we knew that it did this. We just had an innate knowing that Uranus was full of chaos. So Uranus has been opposing the planet Saturn, breaking down old structures. It started this the day Obama won the election in 2008. Began to break down old cycles. But it was not about rebuilding new and healthier cycles, but about breaking down old cycles all through last year. About 2 months ago, in the chart for America, we saw an ending, the beginning to clear up of a confusion that's been sitting on the chart of the Americas for the last 5 or 6 months. And throughout and a continuation of breakdown of old sense of authority. In the next 2 years, the level of change continues as Uranus squares Pluto.
but we will see more experimental changing into something, not just changing away from what was, but changing into something that's better. So I'm quite excited about the potential for the next couple of years. Now, the last time these three planets were in relationship to each other, it was a different relationship. It was Uranus conjunct Pluto opposed Saturn. Was 1965 to 1967. And those of us who are alive then remember what an exciting time that was of breaking down, of deconstructing an old system, and while it felt chaotic before we could reconstruct a new system. We've been in that sort of chaotic, exciting turning point time. And I think it's very important for all of us who have a vision of what we could be to stay involved. Both, you know, to imagine what, while the changes are happening, what changes do we want in our life? And direct our daily choices to make it a better change. What changes do we want in our community and how we can make daily choices to help direct that change in a positive way? Because it's just not staying the same.
Well, no, and it never does. Well, that's great to hear. I mean, think of all the political news that we've been hearing the last couple of months.
Yes.
It's encouraging to hear you say the next 2 years. It sounds like it's going to be a productive time.
It can be if we make it so. Again, the planets offer an opportunity. It's up to us how we want to take it from there.
So it's good to be involved and be active and not get discouraged and give up and just go, okay, well,
exactly.
You know.
No, this is time to get in there more than ever.
Yeah. So what should we look out for in this coming year?
To when the changes, when we see changes that can, to notice, and, you know, right now we've been seeing a breaking down of old economic structures. Instead of looking back to how can we go back to an old security, it's how do we move forward into the next one? If an old job is feeling pretty impossible, instead of trying to cling to it, it's to look out, you know, stay with it as long as we can while we look for a healthier alternative. If, you know, everything that we can look in our life, instead of holding on to the old form, what are we evolving into? How can
That's
we,
great.
Instead of if a relationship is feeling threadbare, not how do we destroy the relationship, but how can we give that relationship a chance to evolve into its potential instead of try to hold on to what it was? So how can we bring it back alive?
Yes, that's great advice for our New Year's. We have New Year's Eve tonight and New Year's Day tomorrow, so that's a great way to end the show and have people think about that.
Wonderful.
What do you want to bring into your life? So I want to thank you, Heather, for your insights into our coming year and for being with us today.
Happy to be so.
I want to thank all my guests today, Karen Fletcher, Rosemary Schramm, and Heather Roan Robbins for talking with us today. They'll be sharing their gifts February 17th through the 21st in Seattle at the 19th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. So go to our website and read all about it, womanofwisdom.org. You can register for events individually so you can create your own conference experience and at whatever level you can afford. It's not a conference, it's an experience. So I'd like to leave you with this thought today. Listen for the stories of hope to carry you through your year. Bring joy and exuberance into your life. Start your morning shaking like Karen does and look to the signs around you for guidance. Add meaning to the start of this new year. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website, www.wisewomanpublishing.com. And I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. You can sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter at our website, womanofwisdom.org. Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women, and please join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, where I will have conversations with powerful women to inspire you. The Happy New Year, everyone. Be safe tonight and think about doing something meaningful to bring in the new year, tonight or tomorrow. And I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis.
Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.